For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol. Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. All over America, the news is out, and everywhere there's a tremendous amount of talk and excitement about deep cleaning Oxidol. Women are getting washes so wonderfully clean and white they can hardly believe it. They're discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down into fabrics and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading short cut suds. Now, this fact was demonstrated to women recently, and I'd like you to hear from Mrs. John Rising of St. Bernard, Ohio, who attended that demonstration. Here's what she saw.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You could have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Rising. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to try. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And even more surprising, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Your clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, for months now, we've seen how Ma just couldn't bring herself to believe ill of her own kinfolk. But now, at last, because of Stuffel's insistence, Ma is investigating. Chiefly, there's this matter of a man named Mitch Myers. Is Mitch Myers the big-shot mining executive the cousins claim he is? Or is he a figment of the imagination, as Stuffel claims he is? And through one of life's little coincidences, just after Ma walked out of the lumberyard yesterday, Mitch Myers walked in. He's sort of a hobo, a vagrant. Cousin Ed looked at him and... Well, let's hear it for ourselves.
You say you're Mitch Myers?
Yeah, sure. And you're Sylvester's daddy, Ed Hammaker.
Listen, I ain't extra yesterday. A buck at the 12. Yeah, but I'd settle for even a quarter. Now, could you see your way clear, maybe?
Mitch Myers. You speak of the devil, and then in the heavens roll back, and you're passive a miracle. Only, be it good or bad, that part I ain't figured out yet.
Huh? Look, I can't rightly say I dig what you're driving at, Mr. Hammaker, but if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to the subject of my groaning stomach. I've been sick, see? And while sick, I lost my job, and... Money's been a little scarce, and times ain't too good right now for a master printer and engraver like me, at least not out west. So if you could see your way clear to let me have only 15 cents, I'd be awful grateful.
Now, you just hold still for one minute there, Mr. Mitch Myers. You hold still while I think.
Oh, I don't mind holding still, but this stomach of mine, it's doing skin the cat.
And here, you see this?
Say, your fiber. You let me have that fiber, and I'll remember you and my prayers. Well, with a fiber, I can even get a haircut, a steak dinner, maybe even a new shirt. And well, what are you putting the fiber back for?
This here fiber is for you, Mr. Mitch Myers. When and if you answer certain questions, if they're going around my head like bumblebees around a honey tree. Something cabbage. I wish Uncle Sylvester was here, but he ain't, so I gotta carry the full load myself, like usual. Nobody ever on hand when you want them.
Questions? Say, I'll answer any questions you got a mind to ask, Mr. Hammaker. In fact, for that five spot, I'll even make up questions if you run out of them. Come on, what's the pitch?
That's what's driving me crazy. I don't know what's the pitch. I still ain't figured out if it's good or bad that you're here. Now listen, Mitch Myers. A couple of months ago, did you get a letter from my boy Sylvester? Something about some mining certificate?
I sure did. Sure, that's how I knew Sylvester was in this town. And when I seen the name of the town coming up on the railroad timetable, I just said to myself, why, this here is the town where my pal Sylvester P. Hammaker is staying. So, I'll just get off.
Whatever you mind about that. You just answer my question. So, you got a letter from my boy Sylvester. He asked you for some phony stock certificates, I believe. Ain't that what he wanted?
Well, now, I don't know as how I'd call them phony, Mr. Hamilton. Certificates I had around is samples of my work, see? You've got to understand that I'm a printer and engraver. Kind of a rolling stone of a printer and engraver. And out west there, before the war, I used to make those certificates for these little wildcat mining companies that the fellas was always starting up in the back room of some saloon. Yeah, I was always the one they got to print up their fancy certificates.
Now, you take the little giant mining corporation. Was that one of them there fly-by-night backroom companies which you're talking about?
Sure thing. Stock never was worth the paper it printed it on. Yeah, I believe I let Frank Sylvester have a couple of them.
And so the little giant, the stock certificate you sent to Sylvester, it's no good.
Mr. Hamilton, my stomach is doing cartwheels. Couldn't we discuss this over a cup of coffee? Look, I don't know nothing about them little mining corporations. My pal Sylvester Hamaker asked me for some blank certificates, and I sold him a couple for $5. Could we go out and eat now, please?
Well, friend Captain, Cousin Willie, Cousin Mo, and all the rest of them will find out the little giant is just a put-up job from beginning to end to get Willie's money away from him. Listen, you, Mitch Myers.
Please, don't yell at me, brother. I'm weak.
You can't go to no restaurants in this town. The restaurants in this town don't allow no vagabonds.
Vagabonds? Listen, I'm a workman. I may be a little dusty at the moment, down on my luck, but I hold a union card. I get $65 a week when I work.
Nobody cares about that. Now, as soon as I can get some Sylvester on the telephone, I'll ask him if... No, here's what you'll do. I'll give you the address. You go up there and see Sylvester. And you tell him to call me up the minute he can. And if anybody besides Sylvester asks you your name is not Mitch Myers.
Mr. Hamilton, my name is going to be the late Mitch Myers if I don't get some vitamins inside of me pretty soon.
You fellas that always think about your stomach, don't you realize you're in trouble? You're in bad trouble.
Me?
They'll run you out of this town on a rail with a coat of tar and feathers.
They don't know nothing about me. What did I do? I just rolled off the train half an hour ago.
Your name happens to be on a certain stock certificate. Which if it comes out that you're just an old good vagabond, well, we've been telling everybody you're a big shot executive, and these parts, they take that real serious, friend.
Oh.
Now, you go do like I say. Here's the address. I'll telephone, make sure Sylvester's there. In fact, here's the key. If nobody's there, you just walk in.
Can I look in the icebox?
I don't care where you look, as long as nobody except my own family looks at you. Captain, there's got to be some way to turn it into advantage. Having you blow into town. I can't think. I need time. There's got to be some way we can use you to bamboozle these yokels.
And now our scene changes. As we know, Ma and Shuffle have gone down to the bank with Willie to look at the signature on that stock certificate. Shuffle has discovered that there isn't any Mitch Myers connected with the little giant mining corporation. Well, Ma and Shuffle are waiting for Willie just outside the bank. But
here he comes, Ma.
Here we are, Willie.
You got it, Willie? I got it, but I still don't understand what it's all about. Now, this is the stock certificate, which I should have given back to Cousin Sylvester when I got my money from him. I'll give it back to him today. So look at it, Chuckle. There's the name. Myers, right down in the corner.
That's it, Chuckle.
The name down in the corner, M.M. Myers, Secretary and Treasurer.
Now, will you kindly tell me what it's all about, please?
Chuckle got an idea, Willie. Chuckle got an idea that there ain't any Mr. Myers connected with this mining corporation. Somehow, Sylvester got hold of this certificate. And Sylvester got that man's name on it.
Excuse me for interrupting you, Ma, but it's not just an idea. I got this from the police department, Ma. The Middleborough Police Department, Willie. They wired out to Wyoming.
to the Little Giant Mining Corporation itself. And the only Mitch Myers they ever heard about was the fellow who used to do their printing for them.
But if he's just a printer, why is he down there as secretary and treasurer?
That's just a signature, Willie. I could have signed it myself. Little Junior could have signed it. As it so happens, I believe Sylvester signed it. But don't you see how it makes no difference? As long as we've got proof that this ain't no genuine certificate, as long as we've got proof that there ain't no real Mitch Myers connected with the Little Giant, it's likewise proof that Sylvester's been pulling some kind of crooked shenanigans. Every single time we try to pin Sylvester down, he hollers about his pal Mitch Myers, the big shot. I'm saying we're all caught in some kind of a trap.
But I got my money back, Shackle.
You got your money back because they made Sylvester give it back. Oh, don't you see, Willie? Sylvester's playing for big stuff. Sylvester's trying to marry our face.
It still seems to me like the key to this whole thing is this man Myers. Only where could we find him? Where would he be?
Hey. Listen, Ma. You don't mean that you're really... at last, that you're... Are you really getting shaky about the cousins? You don't really think Shuffle's right, Ma. And that the cousins are crooks.
You got to settle it, Willie. It's gone on too long. I can't stand it no longer. You got to settle it. This man Myers. Glenn, is there any way we could find him?
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you'll especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the Giant Economy Size Package. For this Giant Oxidol package saves you money and needless trips to the store. And most important, you'll get a dazzling deep clean wash, and your clothes will stay brighter and new-looking longer. Because Deep Cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down, all the way down in the fabric, and gets out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Go for a wash that's deep clean. Sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol today. And to save money and time, be sure to ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the Giant Economy Size Package. And so, Cousin Ed thinks back at the very moment that Ma is wondering how to get in touch with Mitch Myers. And tomorrow, as can be expected, Ma and the others get the shock of their lives. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.